You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia.
Good morning.
What's going on? How are you feeling this week?
Much better.
I'm glad to hear that. Everything went well with the procedure last week?
Yeah, for the most part. I ended up having some issues afterwards and had to go to the ER that following morning at like 3:30. But yeah, I'm fine now.
All right,
they give her this invasive test, right? Tell her she can't eat anything for 2 days. Then they tell her when it's over, oh, you're fine. You'll be fine. One of the nurses says. The other one says, you should take it easy. What did we have, babe? 2 large sandwiches and ice cream?
They tell you you can eat whatever you want. And I was like, really? After not eating for 42 hours?
Right.
It doesn't sound right. She's like, well, don't go home and eat buffalo wings. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go home and eat a steak and cheese.
Right. Much better.
Literally anything besides buffalo wings
right.
was on the table.
Yeah, she's like, I'll have three large pizzas. Great.
Didn't go well for me.
How was Raven throughout the whole ordeal? I mean, he was good?
He was great through, you know, the whole procedure and taking care of me that day. But when I woke up at 2 a.m., you know, with severe pain. And I mean, I was so sick. He laid in bed for at least an hour before he took me seriously and got up crying on the bathroom floor going, what's wrong with me? They messed something up. I'm dying. And yeah, he finally got out of bed. He's like, oh, I didn't realize it was this serious.
I mean, I don't remember anything she said. I remember waking up. She was uncomfortable, but she didn't say, I think I need to go to the hospital or.
Oh, no, I did.
Yeah, well, I don't remember any of that. I mean, I was asleep.
He rolled over at one point. He goes, if it's that bad, you should probably go to the emergency room 2 seconds later. You're snoring.
Well,
I'm not making excuses for him because trust me, like he should get up and take care of you when you're in that much pain. But sometimes my husband says we have full conversations when I'm sleeping and I have no recollection, like nothing the next day. What he should have done is just taken ice water and poured it on his face. And then he would have woken up and taken
me
seriously.
When your wife crying, get up.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, call me crazy.
I mean, I've heard you before.
Wow.
I don't think that's the right thing.
Okay.
It's all because you had 2 steak and cheeses and ice cream? That's why you were in so much pain?
I did not have 2 steak and cheese. I had one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I also had chips and dip and ice cream.
Mm. And a ham and cheese. You had both of those.
Well, I had a half a ham and cheese for dinner.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little much.
Luckily, everything is fine. And how else has Raven been behaving as a husband?
Not good. There's a lot of broken stuff that needs to be handled around the house that I've just been waiting for him to do that he's completely ignoring. And then the moment I'm like, are you going to do that? Then I'm the bad guy because he's just left it sitting there. Like, we got the new TV. It's been up for weeks now. And all the wires that he was supposed to hide behind it,
mm-hmm.
no, they're just hanging down, looks tacky. The linen closet door has been broken for about 2 months. He won't fix it. One of the cameras is stuck on black and white and the doorbell's making this god awful noise. He won't fix it. Like, I don't know what's going on with him. He just won't fix anything. Just run it all fall apart.
You love to fix things, Raven. What's going on?
I do like to fix things when I'm in the mood to fix things, though. Here's the thing. I don't work for Ring. I don't work for the Samsung soundbar people. I don't work for the closet people, whoever put that thing up on top of the closet. I'm going to get to these things when my mind is ready, Anna.
Okay, so based on when Raven's mind is ready, what kind of grade would you like to give him for the week, Alicia?
A D, Anna. He's getting a D simply for that response.
A D after a date weekend.
Listen, I'll give you an A when my mind is ready.
And it'll probably be after you fix these things.
Have a good day. Stay warm. So my teenage son just went to school in shorts and a hoodie. It's 3 degrees. At least I know he'll be warm in our house, thanks to Atlas Butler. If something goes wrong, they'll fix it within 24 hours. They call it their comfort pledge.
Ah, you do want the coat.
My phone.
Oh, your phone. Should have known.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call